Welcome back, Hemming Brainiacs, to the podcast. Talking about Giles Fletcher. Just been to the movies myself. Went and watched Elvis, Baz Luhrmann flick. And mixed feelings about it, you know. I don't think I love Baz Luhrmann. The editing of the film was like, just too much. Just like, it's like a bloody TikTok. It's like, it was like scrolling through TikTok, you know, like the scene, the camera angle would change like multiple times per second, and you just skip from one scene to the next, and flashbacks interspersed in the scenes, and jumping here and jumping there. It's like bam, 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 just constant changing. It felt like a trailer for a movie that just went for like the full first hour of the movie. Felt like you were just watching a trailer for a movie that hadn't started yet. And I feel like they do that because they just think we've got short attention spans, and if it doesn't just keep going boom, 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 change, 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 that us younger folk, yes, I'm including myself in that category, that we won't be able to pay attention. So the editing, I feel like you could re-edit it into a great film. The kid that played Elvis was really good. Mixed feelings. It seemed like a bit of a wasted opportunity. It did also shed some light on what a raw deal Elvis got. And even though he was Elvis, you know, he was very successful, you do feel like he didn't get to take advantage of who he was. You know, he could have done so much more if he wasn't being taken advantage of. So you feel like it was a wasted potential almost. Even though he is the number one selling solo artist of all time, you still feel like he never got to reach his potential, which is a crazy thing. Anyway, maybe worth a watch. Probably don't have to watch it at the cinema though. That would be my recommendation. Today we're talking about Giles Fletcher though. The wooing song. Swim says, Mum Fishy says, this particular Fletcher is the younger, the son of Giles Fletcher, the elder. The elder studied Greek and poetry at King's College. The younger was a cousin to John Fletcher, whom we read earlier. He collaborated with Shakespeare. Okay, so family runs in the family. Bit of the old poetry for Giles Fletcher. I wonder if we'll have another Fletcher later in the book. Maybe. Who knows? That was all we really had to say, though, about Fletcher. Not a overly inspiring poem, this one. So I guess we just move on to today's poet, who is Francis Beaumont. Now, Francis, probably a male, you know, just playing the odds here, but I'm holding out hope that maybe it's our first female poet with a name like Francis. Googling it, and it is a male. Never mind. No females yet still. Are there any females in this damn book? Who knows? Francis Beaumont lived from 1586 to 1616. That was a short life. And this poem is called On the Tombs in Westminster Abbey. Oh man, this is a poem about death. And this poor guy died at 32, so here we go. Mortality, behold and fear, what a change of flesh is here. Think how many royal bones sleep within this heap of stones. Here they lie, had realms and lands, who now want strength to stir their hands. Where from their pulpits sealed with dust, they preach in greatness. In greatness is no trust. Here's an acre sown indeed, with the richest royalist seed that the earth did ever suck in since the first man died for sin. Here the bones of birth have cried, though gods they were, as men they died. Here are sands, in noble things, dropped from the ruined sides of kings. Here's a world of pomp and state, buried in dust once dead by fate. All right. Well, thanks, Francis, for your poem. Rest in peace. And thanks, everyone, for listening. See you tomorrow.